First of all, well, it's a disappointing result if you look at the effort level that you guys put on tonight. There's at least some building blocks that you guys can work on towards your next games out there.
Yeah, I actually think we played really well tonight. You know, we got a ton of chances, just didn't bury them. But a lot of positive things. I thought we were a lot better all over the ice, and unfortunately didn't get the result, but I thought we played pretty well.
When you lose a pillar on the defensive side like Xavier Ouellet, everyone needs to step up. Would you say that you were one of them tonight to maybe put a lot more weight on your shoulder to help everybody out there, especially those who are less experienced in the AHL?
I wasn't thinking too much of it. Just go out there and play my game and try to contribute and help the team as much as I can. Those guys are great players too. I think they stepped in and did a tremendous job, and it just shows the depth of our team. And I think we played really well. I think it could have gone either way. I feel like we deserved to win, obviously. Just didn't happen, but in terms of those guys stepping up, they did a great job, and we have a ton of confidence in that room, and whoever's in the lineup, we know they're gonna get the job done.
This is not the first time that you guys came back to at least come close to get the W. It was the case for your last win in Toronto a couple of weeks ago. You can see this on both sides. It's a testament of your character. But on the other side, you guys are always trailing in many of your games.
Yeah, obviously you never want to be down, right? You want to get on top of them early. That hasn't been the case for us lately. I think that's something that we kind of got to focus in on, is getting ahead early and not chasing. But with that being said, I think we battle hard. Doesn't matter if we're down by 2 tonight or I think it was 4 in Toronto. Play the same way, and good things happen when you play like that. I think we deserve to come back. I personally, again, think we should have won the game. I think we had plenty of chances. We just didn't bury. It goes to show the strength of our group.
Can you take us through your goal and how you saw the play opening up that allow you to jump?
Corey Schoenen, had a good gap. He, poked it up, and I had more time than I thought I would, honestly. Everyone was kind of spread out, in like the dot lanes, and I just kind of walked in and just snapped it. So it was, good play by those guys. I had the easy job to shoot it.
Were you aware that Jeff Gordon was watching, and like were players aware at all that he was there?
I personally know this was the first time I'm hearing that. I didn't know that he was in the building. I didn't see him before the game.
Okay. And he didn't address you afterwards? Or
No one came in the room after the game. So this is the first time I'm hearing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think you guys need to do different for Friday's game?
In terms of that game, I think we played really well. I really do. They didn't have too many chances. We had a ton. We had, I want to say, 2 or 3 breakaways, a couple 2-on-1s. I think we were good in all areas. Penalties kind of bit us in the butt. They score on a 5-on-3. I think that was to make it 3-1, so that's tough. But in terms of 5-on-5 play, I thought we were the better team for sure. They just took advantage of their chances and won the game.
Do you think that 5-on-3 goal was the turning point of tonight?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's easy to hang your head when they score 5-on-3, right? They only got 2 more guys. Someone's bound to be open. I think we still fought hard after that. Came back in the third, and that's not easy to do. It's easy to just shrug your shoulders and be like, "Oh, we'll get them next game." Our coaches are super positive. They're always pushing us to be better, and positive attitudes on the bench, and we just keep fighting back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.